Thank you for holding. Is this Nakana?
Yes, this is Pam.
Hey, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Nakona.
Nakona.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's crazy. I've been to Kona, Hawaii a few times, and I don't know why I didn't pick up that Kona at the end. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today, Nakona?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored. I understand that you were speaking with one of my representatives here, Vanessa. She is one of my newer representatives. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She asked me to go over the pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how that first page placement works?
No. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with how it works. I've paid for services once before, but I found out that the people that I was paying was under a lawsuit, so I had to, like, pretty much quit them.
You're talking about this Home Advisor by Angie's List thing I just found right here?
Yeah.
Okay. You canceled them?
I did, yeah.
Good. Good. I'm happy that you figured that out before I had to explain it to you, because I've actually been getting in trouble the last week or so pointing that out to people.
Oh,
yeah, because I keep running into guys that keep getting ripped off by them, and it's driving me nuts. So.
Yeah, well, I didn't get ripped off. I paid, it was like over $200-something. Is what I'd paid initially, and I found out the same day or the next day that they was under a lawsuit for ripping people off, pretty much, and I was able to retrieve my money. At first, they wasn't going to, and then I said, well, I guess I'll jump in on this lawsuit that you are under, and then they immediately, like, reversed me.
Wait, say that again? You found out that they were, you just told them you found out about it, and then they did what to you?
Pretty much immediately reimbursed me.
Oh, yeah, good, good. That's kind of been why I've been getting in trouble, too, is because I sent a guy that link earlier this week, or it was actually Friday. It was on Friday. I found that FTC versus Home Advisor thing, and he reported them. But they had been, like, I felt bad for this guy. He was, like, almost 80 years old. He had his roofing company forever. These guys sent him, like, 30 leads, but they were bogus, and he didn't realize it. They were charging him, like, $100 a lead. So he was in the hole, like, $3,500, you know? So
yeah,
I pointed it out to him, and he reported him, and he got his money back. But then the calls are recorded by Google because we're partnered with Google. And they were like, hey, you know, Home Advisor by Angie's pays about $8 million a month to Google to put themselves up there, you know, and you're just openly bashing those guys after they're paying Google to be on Google, you know. So I'm supposed to stay away from that. But it's not fair. You know, I keep running into this problem, and then I'm going, okay. But, you know, the whole point of asking about that is just they basically get their leads from Google. The biggest problem is not that the leads aren't genuine. It's just they sell them to like five or six other guys, you know, and they charge you this lead fee, even if you're not one of the six guys that gets it, you know? So our whole thing is that we list you independently on the first page of Google. Like, we create your own Google business profile with your own reviews and build your website and all your own online content. And we put that on the first page. So the customers are able to call you directly as a live call on your phone instead of it being a lead sent to you. And we don't charge per lead or clicker. So we're basically talking about cutting out the middleman in that situation and just making sure that you're showing as a top recommended guy for the services you provide. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. So it's a lot different. You know, you get live calls from real people who are looking for what you do. You know, versus a lead texted to you, and then you got to try to compete with the other guys that got the lead texted to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think family where I'm at, man. I just, since that,
you know, I've been kind of weary. I was weary then, you know, about even giving my money to some company. I mean, I know that a lot of companies are out to help, but it's made me very leery since then. And it's kind of put me in a rock and a hard place because I do want to grow my business, man. I've done this for 15 years, and every winter it's put me in a position where I've had to go get a full-time job, and I've got a full-time job now, and all, but you know, and now I'm in a position. Well, I've been in this job for almost 3 years, and like summer times are booming, you know. If I could get enough customers to subdue me 5-6 days a week all summer, a man could put back enough money to get into the winter. And I do great. Like last summer, I done really great. You know, I probably grossed about $10,000. But at the same time, that $10,000 just helped me pay my bills.
Right. That's not what anybody wants either. We're not just here to break even, try to get ahead, you know?
Yeah.
But the next six months, Nakona, are the most profitable time of the year, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
we're coming into peak season.
Yeah, from March all the way up to December, it's highly profitable.
Yeah, and I know you've had a bad experience, but I don't know how else to say it other than, you know, the only way you really lose in life is if you give up and you stop trying. So
yeah.
I don't think we're gonna make it to the end goal of having, you know, a surplus of clients and job opportunity and ultimately money if we don't address this thing. You know, for most businesses, they're not even profitable until they get up there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know in order to achieve anything in life, you've got to take a chance.
Right. Well, you've already done that in starting the business, you know, but just in order to maximize the success of it, we got to make sure that the people that are around you are able to see you when they look for what you do, you know, especially if you're out working a full-time job, you're not really going to be able to prospect too well. You're kind of just hoping somebody finds you by chance, you know?
It's been hard. Like, I've
for
on
sure.
my free time, I've been getting out and kind of going door to door and prospecting that way. And
yeah,
my
that's hard.
It does okay. But
it's like, hey, your lawn really sucks. You want me to cut it for you? You know, that's a hard that's a hard conversation to have, you know.
And actually, mowing ain't nothing that I actually do. I primarily just do flower beds. I mean, not to say I wouldn't ever want. You know, because there's money in that too. There's money in mowing. But I don't have a mower.
Okay.
And, I've got landscaping tools, man, and I just work in flower bed.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's a huge thing too that you mentioned, because the Google advertising, you know, we're able to list you for the keyword flower beds.
Yeah.
Whereas Home Advisor and them, they're just going to throw you into the whole category of landscaping.
Right, yeah.
So then you're getting leads that don't even qualify at that point, you know? Yeah. With this, it'll be very specific.
Until last year, I've always associated, and I never knew it until last year, but people associate landscaping with mowing.
Yeah, a lot of the time, yeah. They think of it as like lawn care or lawn maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I say landscaping, I do just flower beds.
You're more into gardening, maybe landscape design, you know.
Landscape design. I design and install a lot of my landscape.
Yeah, so you're in that category, though, of landscaping. But you need something that's going to customize it because you're in a niche part of the landscaping category. You're not just doing anything landscaping, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's important. You know, success on the internet is really going to be about working with the right company that understands your business and your ideal customer. So that way we're not wasting their time giving them your number to call you and blow you up and then waste your time, right? And then your money too. So, you know, this will connect you. It'll almost act as a catch for people who are searching for gardening or landscape design while you're working the full-time job. Then at the end of each night, you come home, you got a tracking system, an app, you can go in there and you'll have a couple of numbers that were caught throughout the day of people searching, and then you circle back with them. And you're basically going to have to repeat that process for, you know, about a month or two before you'll actually have the pipeline of customers built up where you can go, okay, I can rely on this. I got jobs lined up for the next, I can leave the full-time job.
Yeah, and that's my ultimate goal is to, don't get me wrong, I love the place that I work at. They're great people, but I just know what kind of money's out there. And, man, I'll tell it to you like this. I make top dollar. I make $500 a week at my full-time job, and I can make $500 in a day landscaping.
Yeah. No, 100%. That's not unreasonable. I thought you were going to say more, honestly. That's an understatement. There's contracts out there that'll net you that daily, you know, where you just meet the one right business owner. They see your review, or it doesn't even have to necessarily be residential. And they see the right review, and the next thing you know, you're going there, you know, once a week, twice a week, maintaining something, they're paying you that on an automated cycle, you know. That's how these guys build their businesses up, is they keep getting these contracts, and so the work's all lined up already. You know, they kind of set it, forget it, and you just go through your cycle of jobs, and then you'll have these new ones staggering in here and there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too, I'd like to go legal with it, too, if I ever got enough clients. I mean, because I'm not licensed.
That's okay, though. They're pretty lenient about that for the landscaping category. We don't even require it in order to list you. But obviously, if you run into a bigger job, you know what you should and shouldn't do. You know, proceed with caution.
Yeah, right. I mean, I would, though. If it's going to be a full-time job, I'd want to do it. I'd want to do it. That way I can file taxes on it, you know, and I just... because I'd like to get into, like, commercial work, man. A lot of commercial places want you to be licensed and have, like, some kind of...
Yeah. Well, everybody starts somewhere, you know, and a lot of times when you start a business, this is going to be the foundation because, you know, obviously you want the clients built up so that we have consistent flow of work. With the money that comes in from that, you can use that to afford other things. You know, like going out, getting the licensing. And then over time, you build up this reputation. And you have to have a certain reputation before those contracts will even consider you. So it's all stepping.
Right.
You know, people who are trying to offer you a get-rich-quick scheme, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, right? What we do is we go month by month with you and we build all these listings, you know, we build up those reviews so that I'm not saying tomorrow you're going to be landing those commercial contracts. I won't say you won't either because it's still a possibility. They could do what they want. You could do what you want. But, you know, maybe 6 months from now you're there, right? What I will say is like the more you delay it and you don't do it though, it's going to evade you. It's going to escape you over time, you know, to the point where it's just going to feel unreachable or you're going to be so far behind the market, it's going to be hard to catch up.
Yeah, and you know, I've been getting a lot of calls from you guys about the Google stuff. And
oh, yeah.
It's not really that I've ignored or anything. I mean, I want to bite it, you know, I want to bite the bullet and do it, but the price has to be right, you know, so.
You tell me, because I have all these tools and we're partnered with Google. Obviously, there's a threshold of how low I could go on the Google listing, but I'll try to get you as many tools as we can to get your foot in the door and start you off on the right foot. What I'm seeing is the vision of the long-term thing, And we're not going to make it long term, month to month, if I don't get you going on the short term stuff at a more affordable rate. So, you know, I could customize something with you, and, you know, as long as our company's not losing money on it, you know, we're contracted with Google anyway. They want us to establish a relationship with you guys and build up the long term. They want businesses that we could work with for years, not a couple months, get them fired up and then they're gone, you know?
Yeah.
But that does happen to us a lot. Like, guys, they get a big old pipeline of business and they go, okay, well, I'm booked for the next 7 months. Why am I going to pay month to month? And they stop paying us and we're going, thanks, you know, we just did all that for you. You just kicked us to the curb.
Yeah,
so, you know, but
I mean,
you know,
I definitely want somebody to help me continue my business. I don't want just, because the way I look at it, man, is just like I told you, in the winter time, you got to still have something to do. If not something to do, you should be able to get enough clientele built up to be able to save that money throughout.
Yeah. Overall, the winters will slow down, Dakota, but
yeah,
it's going to happen. It happens to everybody across the board. But what I will say is, for the guys that are on the first page, the amount that's out there, you know, it's going from 90% of people picking from the first page to like 99.99. Like, they're not going using word of mouth in the wintertime. If they got a project, it's almost 100% happening online, you know, if there is anything out there, you know. So
I've done this for, like I said, 15 years, and it's been slow everywhere. And they're like, but they're, you know, when I was doing it full time, I was still working throughout the wintertime. It just wasn't as heavy.
Yeah.
So there's still work to do in the winter. You can 100%. Still do things.
Yeah, it's just how they find you is different, you know, the weather and everything.
Yeah.
People are like, hey, I'm not going to go out there and get all wet and cold. They just get on their computer, and that's what the internet's for. Good old Steve Jobs, you know.
I don't realize they don't do trimming and stuff in the winter. I've had to educate a lot of customers on it. Like, you could still trim. There's still things that you can do to get yourself prepped for spring.
Yeah, but you're in such a niche. It's like, you know, if it's not professionally done, then the weather's just going to take it all out. Spring comes around, it's dead. You got to rebuild it all over. So you want a professional that's going to maintain it for you still, you know?
Right, yeah.
You're going to know what to do. And if I'm sitting there, I'm going, look, I can either spend a couple grand on, you know, rebuilding this for my wife, or I could sprinkle a couple hundred throughout the season and have this guy come over and keep him alive and looking decent, you know?
Right.
So, but as far as customizing a campaign, you know, it's really going to depend on your budget, you know? I know Home Advisor by Angie's List wasn't a good ride for you, but I also know those guys are way more expensive. I mean, I've heard people spending $750, $1,000, $2,000 on that. We're nowhere near that, you know. If I were to just put together like a basic starter package for you, you know, do you even have a website?
I've got a Facebook.
Hmm.
I do it like a business page.
Okay, I see it. Yeah. It's actually, that's good. I like Facebook. But are you running any Facebook ads? That'll help you too.
You know, I've done like I've paid a couple bucks to like enhance the post, you know, get out to people.
Well,
currently
now
I've got like a little over 100 followers right now.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. Doing it on your own, that's pretty good. So here's what I was thinking. We could just focus on Google, right? And this would be the cheapest thing. And I could throw in the website for you at no cost. Okay? If we just focus on the Google stuff, you're looking at $199 on a month-to-month basis. That's as low as I can go. If my dad, cousin, uncle, brother wanted to start a business, that would be the lowest that I could go on them. It would be $199. But then I could allot $100 to Facebook ads and have it professionally hosted. I could have my guys get in there, obviously give the Facebook page a boost, and have that start getting marketed to people too. So that way we have another avenue of pulling leads. That'll bump the rate up to $299. You don't have to do that, but I'm just throwing that out there. Either way, I'm comping you the website. It's a custom website design, and we'll use that as a portfolio. to market on Google, because I can't attach your Facebook page to your Google business profile. It doesn't let us. So you got to actually have like a .com for you.
Okay.
So we could show some of that stuff off.
So that's $199 a month that I'll pay?
Yes, and it's month to month. So you're not binded to a long-term contract. That'll keep us locked in. So if we want to get paid, you got to get paid. We got to get in there and make sure it's working for you.
Okay. Yeah. It don't sound like a lot, but it is a lot.
It is until it's up and running. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. You know, you fast forward 30, 45 days from now and you're looking back on it, you'll be like, okay, you know, that's fine. It makes sense now.
Yeah. You know, it sounds good. I'll have to talk to the lady about it, see what she thinks.
Is there any way we could get her on the line? I don't want to get pushy, but we got the spot open, and I know these guys are calling out trying to fill it right now. Vanessa and a few other reps down there.
Yeah, no, she won't get off till 7:30.
Oh, yeah, we'll be out by then. Oh. That's one job I never had any interest in. I said, man, I don't want to see people all beat up and sick all the time.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
Let's see.
Yeah, the hard part isn't so much the cost. That's why I was telling you, I could work with you on the cost. It's just us Google partners, we got some strict guidelines in order to keep our Google partnership. They only want us working with one guy per industry, per area. So just this whole landscaping category, you'd be our guy. We would be obligated to not work with any other competing companies in the area. That way we're maximizing your exposure, you know, and the jobs that you're getting. So that's the great thing about Google, too. It's not like Home Advisor by Angie's, and I think that's why they cornered the market the way they did. It's because they know, hey, Google's not going to put 100 people up there. They're just not.
Right.
We've never done it that way. So the guys that do get up there, they get a ton of business. They do really well. But then what about the other 70 companies in the county that aren't able to get on the first page, you know? So Home Advisor by Angie's goes, hey, let's call all those guys and sign them up. We'll get leads from Google, and we'll sell them all the same leads, you know? And then you got that circus going on.
So if I paid that in a month from now, I mean, in your own professional opinion, how many customers do you think that I could possibly get?
With the Facebook or without the Facebook?
Without the Facebook. We'll do the $199. I mean, we'll go that route.
So you're not limited. Google tells me to, like, stay away from guaranteeing you a certain amount of customers. They don't want me to tell you, hey, I guarantee you 20, and you get 18, and you go, hey, you said 20. I quit, you know? So, you know, they try to tell me to stay away from that. But I can tell you this, like I told you earlier, the next 6 months are the most profitable time of the year, and Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years when you're on the first page. So it's a proven method. In the last 30 days, too, this is landscaping, so it's not exactly applicable to you. There's been 1,812 searches just in the last 30 days. So that would be one keyword. We list you for 15 different keywords. I know you're going to focus on the gardening, right? But we got to actually get in there and look at the data before I can actually get you a number like that. You know, we got to see how many people are actually typing in landscape design and gardening, and you know what I mean? Obviously, those are still keywords that we're going to target, but we would look at how many times it's being searched, and then we would look at how many calls were being placed, and then we could get an idea on the conversion and what to actually expect. So the only way to really know what your business is going to do is we do it, you know, and then you have data to look back on, you know. I don't want to throw something out there and then, you know, have it be, you know, the basis of you signing up for us, and then, you know, if it comes.
You there? Hello?
You can hear me, Kona.
Yeah, I can hear you. You cut out.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hey.
Uh-oh. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you. It sounds like the microphone is muted or you're in
a
bad
service
area or something.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hey.
Nakona?
Can you hear me?
All right. I'll try to call you back. I'm not getting anything coming back from my end. I think something might have happened with your phone if you could hear me. So I'll try to call you back.
Yeah, call me back. All right.